If you don't know the Lord and you don't know where to go and you don't know what to do and you don't know what to say and you don't know how to save yourself and you don't know how to make this real in your heart, or if you're saved already and you don't know what to do about a certain situation, you've got a decision to make in your life. You've got questions that you would like to have answered, or you've got concerns and a burdened heart and a broken heart over something. I would encourage you to make sure that you're setting aside enough time in your prayer life and prayer time to simply sit there and listen for the voice of God. To not speak so much as listen and hear. And I want to encourage you today that as you make that purposeful listening an important time of prayer, don't give up if you don't hear from Him after a few minutes. Continue to listen. Persevere in your prayer. And in that time of prayer, specifically here, that time of just listening, God, I'm here. God, I know I can't manipulate you. I know that you are not on my timetable. I don't know when it is going to be your will to speak to my heart and tell me what it is that I long to hear or what I need to hear, more importantly. But I'm here. Remember, your job as a follower of God, if you know Him, your job is to listen to Him first and then follow. It's not the other way around necessarily. Remember, He doesn't owe you anything. You're the beggar, not God. I'm the beggar, not God. I'm the needy one, not God. I'm the creature. He is the creator. It is Him that I must listen for and listen to. And remember as well that you can listen whether God chooses to speak or not. You can be listening. You can have your ear trained upon Him. Your part is not to make God speak. Your part is to close yourself off from the world in such a way that when God does choose to speak, you are there and ready to hear what He has to say.